This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, I don't know if you guys were into Harry Potter. I didn't get as into Harry Potter as everybody else did. And I think the reason why is I didn't understand what they were saying. So I saw, I think, one of the movies, and I am going to catch up. I am going to catch up because I know everybody loves Harry Potter. I know all my friends are like, you got to see all the Harry Potter movies. It just, my kids weren't that into it. And so I didn't like, and again, like I said, they spoke too fast. And I don't know what is wrong with my hair today. Sorry, guys. So, Emma Watson was the girl in Harry Potter. And she was a little kind of quirky, and she was smart, and she was cute. And I don't know, did she and Harry Potter ever hook up? I don't know. And I just didn't want to know because, you know, they were kids. But anyway, there's been tons of Harry Potter movies, and I'll catch up one of these days. I also have to catch up on Twilight. I haven't seen Twilight yet, and I have to do that, too. Don't ask. Hey, I saw True Blood. I saw all the vampire shows on Netflix, so I'm good there. But Emma Watson, I guess, was in the news, and she's turning 30. And she had apparently divulged that she had a lot of anxiety about turning 30 because she's single and she hasn't had a baby yet. And then instead, she kind of came to the realization that, you know what? I'm okay with being single, and I am self-partnered. And this term is kind of one of these newer terms that you're going to hear, just like Gwyneth Paltrow with the conscious uncoupling, I guess, when she split with her husband or whatever, Chris Martin. And, yeah, I keep forgetting that she dated Brad Pitt and Viggo Mortensen. Okay, Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't feel sorry for at all, okay? She's had a lot of very, very sexy boyfriends. So here's Emma Watson turning 30. And what's so kind of brave about what she's saying is, who cares? I'm single. Who cares? So I am self-partnered. It's going to be this new term. And I get a lot of people do things by themselves, okay? But, I mean, we're talking not the stuff that you think people are doing by themselves. We're talking, there are people out there that consider themselves self-partnered. They'll go to a movie by themselves. They'll go out to dinner by themselves. And that's some pretty gutsy stuff. And so what's very interesting is, we've been seeing over the last couple decades this whole new approach to, you know, what we're supposed to do when we're young. The whole idea of you got to find a husband or you got to find a wife, you got to get married, then you got to have babies, and you got to live with them till death do you part. That's not the case anymore. People are kind of getting smarter. Now, is it smart evolutionary-wise? That's a whole different story. But in terms of, in the short term, they're like, look, there's no way I'm going to fall in love with somebody when I'm 21, and that's the person I'm going to still be in love with when I'm 72. And I think the younger generation, the Zers and the Yers or the Millennials, know that. And so a lot of them are like, why am I going to spend $20,000 on a wedding just to later have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a divorce? Why am I, you know, having a kid with somebody and marrying that person when I really don't want that person to be my kid's, you know, mother or father or whatever? So it gets tricky. And there's a lot of people going, look, okay, I'm going to just all abandon this whole institution of marriage and needing to have a partner and needing to have a spouse, and I'm going to be okay being alone. Now, I see pros and cons to both of that. Okay, so on one end, all these girls out there that don't look like Jennifer Aniston or don't look like Gwyneth Paltrow or Emma Watson, who, by the way, looks good. They didn't really let her look good in the Harry Potter movie. She's a pretty girl. All right? All these girls that, you know, kind of grew up like I did, where it's like, you know, no guy's ever going to want me, sees these successful, beautiful women being single and then going, okay, wait a second. That's okay. I'm okay with that. Although I think Jennifer Aniston just got married. But anyway, so people see that and they go, okay, wait a second. Okay, I'm not a failure if I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not a failure if I don't have a wife. I'm not a failure if I haven't had a baby by the time I was 30. So that sort of thinking, I think psychological, is very, very healthy. Medically and evolutionary-wise, it's a little different, okay? There's this big push to have your first baby before you're 35 because advanced maternal age hits you when you're in your mid-30s, which means I am like geriatric. If I get pregnant now, we're talking major geriatric issues. I mean, I would need a geriatrician obstetrician probably for me if I got pregnant. And so we find that if you do have a baby when you're younger, there's less complications. There's the delivery comes out way faster. Let me just say, it's like, whoa. Okay, I delivered babies from kids. Not that I wanted them to be pregnant, but when they came in, I said, that labor was the fastest labor I've ever seen. You have a 40-year-old woman, oh, my God, it goes on for days. So it seems to be a little healthy when you have a baby when you're younger. The other thing, too, is the safety issue. You know, I don't feel comfortable with everything that kind of happened in my past and my family's past. I don't really feel comfortable going out at night alone, you know, getting into an Uber alone or going, you know, to the movies alone or going out to dinner alone. You know, I think there's like a little safety issue and the safety in numbers. And so, you know, if you're out in the wild and you see a you know, doe just out there and there's no buck around, that doe's in trouble. You know, I mean, I look at my cats. You know, Shake is the guy, and he roams around, and then he sees Sashi, and if Sashi is just out there lying around like, duh, you know, with her, like, you know, Lily showing, he jumps her. And so, unfortunately, you have predators out there. And I know this is the most unfeminist thing to say, and women are probably like, Dr. Dahlia, shut the hell up. But and I got to be honest with you. Okay, there are predators out there. I mean, I remember, look, I was alone for years. Okay, I didn't have a car, so I would be walking home from work at 11 o'clock at night. All right, I really wasn't safe. That's why I had a racquetball racket. That's why I always looked like I had a weapon. You know, a woman walking around and being alone and not looking like there's somebody with her. Not that we all need men to protect us, but you're kind of a target. So on one end, I think it's fantastic that you can do things by yourself and you need to be okay with living alone because your partner will leave you or your partner will die. That just happens. So you need to be okay with being alone. But just remember, just because you're okay with being alone doesn't mean there's not other people out there that want to pounce. All right, just something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350.
1-800-350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so one issue that we have in medicine that nobody wants to talk about, because they don't know how to talk about it and be politically correct, is patients asking for certain doctors or medical providers. Whether it's gender, whether it's race, whether it's sexuality. And I don't really see the average person go, I don't want a female doctor, I don't want a gay doctor, I don't want a white doctor, I don't want a heterosexual doctor, I don't want a black doctor, I don't want a Hispanic doctor. I don't see that. But I do see, I want a doctor that speaks English. I do see, I want a woman. I only will go to a woman doctor. And that's been considered okay. Now, technically, if you say, I only want a woman doctor, that's technically, you know, I don't want to use the term racist, but that's discriminatory. Just like if you say, I only want a male doctor. But if you say, I only want a male doctor, you're looked upon really, really badly. If you go, I only want a female doctor, it's okay. Well, the NHS, all right, the National Health Services in England, says no one has the right to choose their doctor's skin color, according to Health Secretary Matt Hancock. And he tells NHS staff to stand up to racist patients. They say NHS staff should stand up to racist patients if they are abusive. In a letter to healthcare workers, he said no one is entitled to choose the color of the skin of someone who is treating them. He's told doctors, nurses, and other health staff that if they see or experience abuse, do not accept it, do not ignore it, do not stand for it. So, his comments come after a surgeon interviewed in an ITV investigation revealed one patient asked if he could have a white doctor. Mr. Rod Hakshira Shandabag's ordeal, I guess, sparked uproar, as statistics revealed a shocking 145% rise in racist attacks on NHS staff over the past 5 years. So in his letter to NHS workers, he says, I want to send a clear message from the very top of our health and care system with the strong support of the entire national leadership of the NHS. This sort of abuse is unacceptable, and we will not tolerate it. If you face abuse, do not accept it. If you see a colleague being abused, do not ignore it. If you know of an employee facing this, do not stand for it. Now, that is, I think we're all in agreement with what he says with that. But there was a case where the family did not want a black nurse at a hospital. So I believe the charge nurse moved them to a another, I don't want to say, I guess, assigned a different nurse. And the hospital sued. Or, I'm sorry, the nurse, who I believe was the one that was, you know, racially attacked by the patients, sued. Now, where I bring this up is, if the NHS is saying you don't tolerate it, don't let any colleague get abused. If you see a colleague being abused, do not ignore it. So if I work in a place and there is a family that says, I don't want them because they're black or Hispanic or white or whatever, I'm not going to put that employee into the line of fire with them. If there's some sort of racism, I am not going to force them to work together. The problem with that is the hospital got sued for doing that. So when we are going to make announcements that we think everybody's on board with, there needs to be a delineation of what is right, what is wrong, so you don't get sued. So if you guys remember, an African-American nurse is suing a Michigan hospital, or sued a Michigan hospital in Flint, because they agreed to a man's request that no African-American nurses care for his newborn. So I'm thinking, okay, you do not want to let this man then, you know, show any sort of racism to your employees, protect your employees. So the hospital assigned him a new nurse. The problem is now according to this lawsuit, I'm not sure how it ended, the employer is in trouble for acquiescing to that. So what are you supposed to do as a manager, as an employer? The NHS is saying you don't stand for it and you protect your colleagues. If somebody you think is going to be racially assaulted, you protect them. So you protect them by getting that person away from them. Or is that bad? If you get that person away from them, does that look like you are feeding into the racism? So Tanya Battle, 49 years old, a veteran at the neonatal ICU, 25-year employee, well-versed in neonatology, a fantastic nurse, right? I mean, it's this patient's loss. But she sued the hospital because there was a note that was posted on the assignment clipboard reading, no African-American nurse to take care of baby. Okay, well, see that? Okay, this is where the hospital, this is where... I think specifics really need to be laid out. So the hospital was founded in 1908. It's a 443-bed teaching hospital. And I guess she was working as a registered nurse when a man walked into the NICU. She was at the infant's bedside. He reached towards the child. And I guess she introduced herself to him. Hi, I'm Tanya. I'm taking care of your baby. Can I see your identification? And he said, in return, I need to see your supervisor. So when the charge was returned, she told Battle that the father didn't want African Americans to care for the child. Further, the charge was told Battle that he had rolled up his sleeves to expose what appeared to be a swastika. Whoa. So what is a hospital supposed to do at that point? What are any medical centers supposed to do? What do you as a manager that have people for customer service, what are you supposed to do? If there is a Nazi who has hatred towards one of your employees, do you separate them? Do you protect the employee? But if you do protect the employee, do you get sued? Now, I'm not sure whatever happened with this case, but these are the examples that I bring up where we make a statement, which everybody seems to be on board for, saying we are going to fight racism and we are going to protect our employees. But then you have the hospital being sued. Now, if they're being sued because their goal was to cater to the customer and not protect the employee, I could see where there's a case. But if the employer's like, look, you know, this guy's, you know, Nazi, I don't see this going well for you. We want to protect you because you come first. You're our employee. They still got in trouble for that. So what do you do? I mean, I can't tell you how many times people said, I don't want a female doctor. I want a male doctor. They just said it to my face. Is the specialist female or male? Look, I like you, but I've had bad luck with women doctors. And I'm like, well, then why am I going to put a woman in the line of that sort of, you know, I don't want to say hatred, but that sort of criticism? You know, why, you know, it's, I had a person, you know, come in, I told you this, and they said, I'm so glad I found you because I'm so sick of seeing Jewish doctors. I go, I'm Jewish. Now they, you know, I was nice and I did the, you know, exam and whatever, and I still, you know, treated them the best I could, but they never showed up. You could see they were embarrassed as hell. But, you know, they had a hatred towards, they don't like Jews. You know, so then, you know, you're not going to be happy here. I didn't say that, but I just said, I'm Jewish. You know, it's okay, let's move on. Took care of them, smiled, offered them to come back, acted like I forgot what was said, but now they didn't want to come back. They didn't want a Jewish doctor. So racism is still alive and well. But what we don't have is proper instruction on what employers, employees, managers are supposed to do. And as far as I'm concerned, if you think your employee is going to get attacked or going to sustain any sort of bigotry, then don't force them to work with that person. Unfortunately, though, that's not the case in some, you know, legal settings. So my question to everybody is, can we, you know, at least come out with what then is the plan? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect is under arrest in connection with the murders of a Mormon family in Mexico. The victims were part of a Mormon community in Mexico and had dual U.S. and Mexican citizenship. President Trump has offered his assistance, and the Mexican president has said thanks but no thanks. But according to Republican Congressman from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, things need to shape up or we'll have to get involved.
The only thing that can counteract bullets is more and bigger bullets. If the Mexican government cannot protect American citizens in Mexico, then the United States may have to take matters into our own hands.
Public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry will begin next week. North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows says once more transcripts are released, the public will see what really happened.
It's actually getting easier to defend the president from a standpoint there is no linkage between aid.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
Okay. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talked about that horrible massacre of the Mormon families yesterday. And they found the guy. They said, well, they've arrested somebody. They say a heavily armed hitman of rival El Chapo cartel has been arrested. Mexican authorities arrested a suspected drug lord yesterday after 9 Americans have been slaughtered by the cartel gunman. The suspect is only identified as Leonardo. He was found Tuesday in the town of Agua Prieta, right at the border within the U.S. state of Arizona. Investigators say the suspect was holding two hostages who were gagged and tied inside a vehicle. They say the suspect was found in the possession of four assault rifles and ammunition smuggled in from the U.S., as well as various large vehicles, including a bulletproof SUV. Now, the hostages, though, I think, remember, one girl is, I think, missing from the LeBron family, LeBaron family. The hostages are not believed to be related to the LeBaron family victims. Officials have, you know, have said that the cartel gunman may have mistakenly the group's large SUVs for those of a rival gang, but we don't think that's right. They said apparently this isn't the first time that there's been run-ins with the LeBaron family and cartels. So, the killers were members of the rival El Chapo cartel, the Juarez drug cartel, and its armed wing La Linea, or The Line. The suspect arrested at the Slades reportedly told authorities that he began to the La Linea cartel. So, he's a 30-year-old man, from what we understand, and the hostages, we're not sure who they are, but they don't seem to be related to the family. And when you look at what was taken, just it blows your mind. We're looking at pictures of the burned cars and the damaged SUVs. You see family members looking through it, looking at everything, and you see the gun shots, and I can't even describe what I'm seeing in the pictures. So of course Donald Trump, you know, wants blood, and I like that attitude, honestly. That's the way our attitude used to be. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. You killed an American, you got war on your hands. Now, from what we understand, President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador of Mexico has doubled down on his hugs, not bullets policy. He stood defiant today amid mounting criticism of his government's policy of hugs, not bullets. He brushed off criticisms against his government's position and reiterated today during his daily media briefing that violence was not the answer or appropriate response to the growing deaths at the hands of the cartels. And here's the thing. In his defense, okay, he's in a very, very tricky position. Okay, I don't know if you guys saw, not Medellin, what is it? It was Narcos. So I don't know if you guys have been watching Narcos. Okay, from what I understand, if you're in the government, the cartel can get to you. So, I don't know the situation there. You know, I mean, if you're a leader, you should have the military that has your back and all that. But and maybe I watch too much TV, but from what I understand, there is infiltration of everything. You have, you know, the government and spies and CIA and DEA infiltrating cartel. You have cartel infiltrating government. I mean, if I was going to be a bad guy and I was going to have a, you know, organization, I would want to know what the good guys are doing. And I would want somebody there. I mean, we all saw The Departed. We all saw. So he probably has to be very, very careful with public announcements of, you know, we're going to do this. I mean, he's going to kind of have to take the Trump approach, where I'm not going to tell you what I'm thinking. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing. Trump tweets stuff, but he is tweeting what he wants us to think. What he's planning and stuff, no, he's keeping it quiet, which is kind of what leaders do if they don't want their, you know, their plans or strategies foiled. I am noticing a Frank sign in President Obrador's ear. I hope he doesn't have cardiovascular disease, and my guess is he has high cholesterol. But anyway, he said, it was lamentable, painful because children died, but do we want to resolve the problem the same way as previous administrations by declaring war? That in the case of our country showed that it does not work, that was a failure, it caused more violence. Well, if you are just now admitting that you can't fight the cartel, you are telling us that because you're afraid of failure, you're not going to fight. Now, again, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. That is not the most strategic, smart way of, you know, approaching the cartel issue. Saying it doesn't work by declaring war, it's a failure, it caused more violence. That basically tells cartel they went, they're you know, that, uh-uh. You know, but on the other end, I mean, they're going to plan something that this isn't the forum where they're going to announce it. He says we are carrying out a different policy because the policy that was applied during 36 years was a resounding failure and it caused a lot of damage, a lot of sadness, a lot of deaths, and a lot of losses for Mexicans. We will not continue with the same, and we will show that our proposed works, despite it not being easy. We are confident that we will achieve good results. Well, what sort of results, what sort of, you know, I with the exception of, you know, when somebody is well-armed and does massacres, I mean, truces, are they looking at truces? Are they looking at, so, you know, again, this is hearsay, but many tourist locations that, even though we don't think they're 100% safe, are overall fairly safe. And the Mexico tourism industry is huge for their economy. And from what we understand, there are relationships that are made with the cartel. So Americans and foreigners can come and feel safe, and vacation here, hands off, don't have the violence here, take it elsewhere. And so my guess is there might be certain deals in place where certain areas of Mexico don't have to see the violence. And they want to preserve that. And so maybe his hugs, not bullets, is we make deals. If you guys have your fights and you have your violence, you do it in certain areas and these are your war zones. You leave everybody out of it. That's not working either, though. Because here you had families and kids, you know, slaughtered. So, his comments came 2 days after the, you know, unfortunately what we saw. All victims are believed to be members of the LeBaron family who live in a religious community in Lamora, northern Mexico. It's a decades-old settlement in Sonora State. It was like an offshoot of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, around 70 miles south of the U.S. border. It was made as people, I believe, LeBaron Sr., one of the forefathers of that family, left Utah because of polygamy laws and other restrictions, and so they could go to Mexico and have their colony and live without any religious persecution. Unfortunately, from what we understand, they've had issues with cartels. They say since taking office in December, Obrador has seen 32,000 murders this year. In the last month alone, the country's been plagued by at least 3 deadly high-profile attacks. How would I do it? I mean, I would call in SWAT. I mean, I would call in the military. I would call it, look, I get that these drug cartels have an industry and they want to protect their money, but you killed one of our citizens. And so the attitude of me, if I was president of the country, is you killed one of us, you're done. So, 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So everybody used to have things on the wrist, bracelets, I don't know, those little love charms, watches. Everybody just seems to kind of have this fetish of having things on your wrist. And so Fitbits are now the big thing, where you have something that's on your wrist, managing, watching your heart rate, counting your steps, probably listening to you go to the bathroom. What was it that the journalist who was killed in Saudi Arabia, they could hear the whole murder on his Fitbit, on his iWatch? And that kind of makes me nervous because, I mean, I take mine everywhere. I mean, so every time I burp, you know, I'm like, okay, good, I can get into my car. Nobody's going to hear me if I burp. And, well, the Apple Watch does. I go into the bathroom. You're going to hear all that. Well, This might make you kind of rethink using a Fitbit. Man claims his Fitbit began burning up on his wrist, causing third-degree burns. In a viral Facebook post with more than 4,000 shares, he said Ethan Landers was fast asleep the night of October 23rd when he woke up in a panic to his wrist burning. The Fitbit malfunctioned and caused third-degree burns. Now, I don't sleep with my iWatch. I charge it. But a lot of these are claiming, these Apple Watches or these Fitbits or whatever are claiming that they could kind of, you know, monitor sleep apnea and, you know, other things that you do in your sleep. So people use them now when they sleep. So he said, I quickly realized my Fitbit was burning up, so I tried frantically to get it off. With a few failed attempts, I jumped out of bed, turned the light on, where my wife was able to unlatch the band on my Fitbit. It felt like it melted through my arm. There was smoke coming out of the Fitbit battery, and our bedroom smelled like an electrical fire. Okay, see, this is what worries me. What worries me if I woke up, because my Apple Watch, or if I wore a Fitbit, would be on my left hand, right? Because I need my right hand to put it on. So I would flip it off and fling it. And my worry is, because I sleep to my husband's right, so my husband is to my left, I am so fearful that if that happened to me, without my knowing, I would fling it and it would hit him, the cats, or the dogs, and light the bed on fire. I mean, you know, because you're throwing it off of you. You know, and I'm really kind of nervous about that. So maybe I need to sleep to the opposite side of my husband. Otherwise, he's going to get a on-fire Fitbit. He's going to be woken up to that. Anyway, Landers said that his wife was a nurse. Thank God. And she explained the situation. She recommended that he goes to a local emergency room because the wound was white and already blistering. So, first-degree burn is, you know, a sunburn. Skin gets a little red. Second-degree burn is when you get a blister. Third-degree is where it turns white or black. And the funny thing is some third-degree burns don't hurt. Well, that's because the nerves were killed. So when people are like, you know what, it's not that bad. You know, it looks bad. It looks worse than it is, but it doesn't hurt. That's a third-degree burn. You get your butt in to the ER. So at the ER, they cleaned out the wound. They took x-rays. They made sure no debris remained in the arm because now you can have melted plastic and metal. Then they referred him to a wound clinic. And now he possibly needs a skin graft. He says, I do not have feeling in parts of my wrist due to nerve damage, and I will have a large scar that will be with me the rest of my life. This was a traumatic experience, and I hope nobody else has to go through it. I'm not sure if there's a lawsuit or not. In a statement to Fox News, a spokesperson for Fitbit said the company is aware of his complaint, and they're extremely concerned about it. Now, if it really is a true Fitbit, then I don't believe it was made in a foreign country. I believe it was supposed to be made with all, you know, company-approved parts. They said, we are extremely concerned about Mr. Landers' complaint regarding his Ioniq. Is Ioniq the type of Fitbit? Hold on a second. Let me do this. All right. I have to look everything up. I'm sorry, because a lot of you guys have these things. All right? You know, I mean, everybody I know has one of these. So hold on a second. Ioniq Fitbit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. It's a brand. And who does it? I don't know who the brand is. It's a GPS. Oh, it looks good. It's funny. It almost looks like an Apple Watch. I don't know who the company is. Android? No, it syncs with Androids. So I'm wondering if that's what it is. I'm wondering if it is a... Wow, so these things are... Yeah, they're so, you know, it looks like an iWatch, but it's Fitbit, and it's the Fitbit main brand. A lot of people have Fitbits, but they aren't real Fitbits. How much do they retail? I've got a couple hundred. Anywhere from $119 to a couple hundred, especially if they have Alexa, sleep and swim tracking, heart rate, music. So you can basically listen to music on your Fitbit. They're very sexy watches. They're, I gotta admit, from a marketing standpoint, I think we've been doing a pretty damn good job to make something stylish that kind of promotes exercise. See, mine, what I use, the big feature I use with my iPhone, my Apple Watch, is the steps. I am not allowed to go to bed unless I've hit at least 10,000 steps. And sometimes my workout doesn't necessarily add those steps. I mean, and then sometimes my arm workouts and things like that add to it, unfortunately. But at the barest minimum, I have to be at 10,000. Usually I'm at about 11 or 12. But and that's really what I use it for, and time, and then, you know, when texts come in. So they're investigating. They say we are committed to conducting a full investigation of this claim. As part of that process, we have attempted to obtain the device to test it. However, he has not yet agreed to return his device to us. We want to assure our customers they can continue to enjoy their Fitbit products with confidence and see no reason for people to stop wearing their Fitbit Ionic or other Fitbit device. So that's interesting. I don't know where that would be, but they're probably like, we want to know if it's really ours. They say Fitbit products contain electrical equipment that could cause injury if not handled properly. They also advise if you feel soreness, tingling, numbness, burning, or stiffness in your hands or wrists while wearing the product to immediately remove it. Now, listen, I, you know, have to buy a couple iPhone chargers for my house because the kids keep leaving them. I got to tell you guys, every time you go on vacation or you take a trip, ask your kids if they have their chargers and just double check the outlets. My kids always leave their chargers. And what, those are like 10 bucks a pop. I'm so sick of the kids doing that. I'm going to probably go on Amazon. Now, I don't exactly know where that, you know, charge is going to come from originally. I'm going to buy it on Amazon. I don't know where the company's coming from. I probably won't know if it's actually iPhone brand. If it says it's an iPhone charger, that doesn't necessarily mean it's Apple. And if it's cheaper than Apple, I'm probably buying it. That's just the way I do things. And so, you know, if somebody got a wholesale or, you know, I mean, I don't know. What was that on Zohan? Don't mess with the Zohan. There was a... And I love it because, you know, I'm half Israeli. And they were selling things, and they were claiming they were brand name. This movie, in the Zohan movie, was done by Adam Sandler. So nobody accused him of racism or anything like that because Adam Sandler's Jewish. And I guess it was a store ran by Israelis that said everything must go, or, you know, it's like, you know, going out of business. Even though they aren't going out of business, but going out of business signs, I guess, bringing customers. And then, and again, this was not supposed to be representative of any nationality or anything like that, but it was in the Zohan movie. And then they would sell these products and say, oh, Sony Guts, it has Sony Guts. You know, even though it didn't look like it was Sony. And so, you know, but they were making light of things that are out there where, you know, certain companies will, you know, swap certain, I guess, internal devices. 1-877, that's all, don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.